This is episode 100 of the Star Wars Report podcast. Welcome back, come one, come all, to the Star Wars Report Podcast, episode 100. Episode 100, it is cause, my friends, for celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special episode reminiscing about all of our past experiences doing this here Star Wars Report podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce myself, the man who's been on all 100 episodes of the Star Wars Report. I can now lay exclusive claim to that, by the way.
Darn.
It's me, it's Riley Blanton. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing really well. Hope you're having a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening. Please delete as appropriate. Well, folks, it's been a long ride, and I'd like to introduce two people who the Star Wars Report would not be a thing in both website, in podcast form, Facebook form. It would not be a thing. It would not be reality if it weren't for these two fine folks, and I'll start with my great sister, Bethany. Welcome back to the program.
I am so thrilled to be here tonight. And I nearly wasn't, because I just had a choking fit.
By the way, I cued the celebration, the vintage Ewok Yub Nub. Like, on cue, it's like, as the drums begin to beat, Bethany just gets a horrible tickle in her throat. So bad, nigh in fact, that she steps out of the room because I can't mute my microphone.
I scramble out of the room would be more perfect.
I hope the mic picked it up just a little bit. But yes, welcome back to the program. And also the man who's with us for 14 episodes of the Bothan Report, our predecessor, and now nigh on 100 episodes. Goodness, he's been on nearly all of them. It's Mr. Mark Herleman.
Hey, yeah, somebody's got to butcher these Bothans, you know, and keep cleaning up the little mess that they leave everywhere and then clone some more. I mean, why not? I'm up to the task.
Exactly. And so on this evening's program, we don't particularly have any specific plans. We might hit a few news stories, but really what we're mainly going to be doing tonight is kind of reminiscing on some of our favorite moments within the Star Wars Report. And also, so we've got, you guys have been brilliant and amazing. You've been sending us tweets, Facebook posts, emails, voicemails. We've got them all coming right up as we kind of celebrate our 100th episode and talk a little bit about what this experience has been like and also what we're looking forward to in the future. But before we get into any of the listener feedback, I want to start this episode by asking each and every one of you, starting with you, Mark. When we started, when we first said, you know what, we should launch our own website and podcast. We should totally strike out on our own. Leave our moisture farm, so to speak. Did you think we would make it to 100 episodes?
I was hopeful. I mean, I hadn't myself got to any 100 episodes, even with EUcast, and we were having constant issues. So, there was a little bit of hesitation, but we had the one thing that no one else had,
hey,
the sibling duo. I mean, if I had one, odds were I had both of you. So it's like,
hey,
okay,
guys,
this is a little
Ron,
more manageable. Yeah.
12MG12 on Twitter. And I just want to call and say congratulations on your...
Oh, I hate my computer. Okay, sorry. Premature voicemail there. No, and sorry about that. I apologize for rudely interrupting you, Mark, with my computer's voicemail. No, it's. I think it's quite... It's cool, because in some ways I can't really imagine it. In some ways I can. What about you, Bethany?
I guess with the Bothan Report, it was just something that I thought, we'll do this, we'll have fun with it. Who knows where it will go.
Sure.
When we rebranded to be the Star Wars Report, which I shall now claim, rightfully so, to be the person responsible for that name. Because originally, when we started doing the Bothan Report podcast, I was the one who said, why don't we be the Star Wars Report?
And I was like, Bethany, why would we do that? We'd get sued. And then, but then Bethany was like, well, no, because Star Wars is fine. Lucasfilm's very good about letting fans use the Star Wars name for fan sites and fan projects. And then they were bought by Disney, and now I'm worried again.
Exactly. But when we rebranded to the Star Wars Report, it was something that I didn't really take it more or less seriously, because I took the Bothan Report fairly seriously in that I knew that I wanted to do a good job of being a host, and I wanted the show to be a good show, as well as having a lot of fun, because if it's not a good show, then other people can't join in on the fun, and then we'd be talking to ourselves.
Talking to myself.
Exactly. So, rebranding, though, I thought I was more confident. I felt like we knew more of what we were doing. We had a lot more experience. I felt like we had finally stepped out into a larger world.
Pursuing a larger destiny. All right, and as always is the case, a little few brief technical difficulties there between that. But again, the audience does not know the difference. Yeah, no. So we were talking about reaching episode 100, and it is a milestone that I am super proud of and very pleased to have achieved. And I think it's funny, Mark, because even with EUcast, which now is kind of defunct, at least you guys aren't producing regular episodes, and that's how we first met.
We're a monthly podcast now.
Okay, yes,
but yes,
exactly.
It is going. It's just monthly, so it seems gotcha. Like we're not doing as much.
No, well, and it's funny because that's where we started, and some of our listeners do, and some of our listeners don't know this, but that's where we started. We both, Mark and I. For you guys who don't know the story, I think it's worth telling. Mark and I both applied to be co-hosts on what was then the official podcast of EUCantina.net, EUcast. Kind of the ultimate irony, considering Riley and Mark's diverse approach to the expanded universe, where it's not nearly as much my thing. But no, that was something I applied for. I wanted to be on a podcast at the time, so I decided to give it a whirl, give it a try, and so we did, and we both, Mark, you won.
I squeaked in underneath the wire.
Exactly, but you know, that was the way things went, and then really it went on. We did it for a while, and then we wanted to do kind of our own thing. So we thought, well, we should branch out and do our own show. And I brought Bethany on board, and we did Bothan Report, and then we completely rebranded to Star Wars Report. And we launched our own website, own podcast, which has now become Star Wars Beyond the Films. And now it's become Star Wars Bookworms, which, by the way, is also recording tonight. Aaron and Teresa reaching their 10th episode, which
so,
I thought was pretty funny.
So fun, yes.
Yeah. And then
and the Wampa.
Exactly. Right. And Wampa's Lair, of course, Carl and Jason over at Wampa's Lair. So we've got that. Nathan and you at Beyond the Films doing amazing work. And so it's kind of it's kind of surprising and not surprising in a way, but we've done so many amazing things. So I'm going to go around the round table very briefly before we jump to emails and voicemails and then jump out for this episode, because this is going to be a little bit of a shorter one because, unfortunately, schedules are conflict as always and will cause us to end the episode all too soon. But I do want to say a number one moment, because I know whenever if I say Mark and Bethany pick the number one moment from the last, you're like, oh man, there's so many great ones, I don't know, think I could just pick one. So yeah. Rather than saying pick one, pick a favorite moment, just something that jumps to mind as a favorite moment in Star Wars Report history, and I'll start with you, Bethany.
There are so many great ones.
Ah!
A favorite moment of mine is definitely getting to do things that I hadn't really thought I would do in multiple aspects. And I know that seems vague, so I will specify.
Doesn't count.
But
you gotta be specific.
But in-person things. See, when I first started the Bothan Report, I was like, oh, you know, this is a podcast, and, you know, we might go to this celebration thing once every 3 years.
Sure.
But instead, it turned into visiting Mark, you know, meeting him for the first time.
Yeah, well, that's the nice one. We can all agree the first one that comes to everyone's mind, we're just going to all agree, is meeting each other in person in Oregon last year.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. You stole the one I was going to say!
But that was so great, and it's just like, you know, meeting other people that I've heard, like I've heard Jason and Jimmy talking on then what was the Force Cast and now Rebel Force Radio, and now you know we've interviewed Jimmy, we've talked to both of them, we've seen them at conventions, you know, getting to meet Steve Glosson, who did Geek Out Loud.
Absolute number one thing of this entire project was when Steve Glosson tweeted us for the first time. And I realized that he was listening to us. And my heart went aflutter as I realized the man of Geek Out Loud himself listened to us. No. In its own way. No, it's a... Yeah, yeah. And so, Mark, if you're going to pick a favorite moment, even though I know I've already stolen one.
But it's meeting everybody like that. And, you know, we got to spend time with
Steve. So there's so many moments growing in general and meeting everybody like that. Again, really specific coming from Bethany.
No, but it's making friends, I guess.
Oh, and making friends. You're terrible. Mark, help me out here.
It's just so much more than a podcast.
Me, I got two. One's from the network side of things, sure. And the other's from the podcast.
All right, cool.
For me, and they both reach out into fandom. The biggest one for me for our show was getting to sit down with Jimmy Mack. That was something I never thought was possible. In fact, people had told me was impossible. You know, I was told to do other things in my life than that because there was a snowball's chance on Mustafar. And, you know, I was one of the... You know, if anyone can get this done, it's you. You know, go out there. You tell them what we're doing. Tell them what we're about. Let them know, you know, that we're big fans. We want them to come on. We'd love to just sit down and chat, you know. And I thought, you know, if anyone can get done, it's Riley. But I really wasn't holding my breath. I'm like, you know, everybody says that you're never going to be able to get Jimmy Mack or Jason Swank on the show. And so I was like, well, you know, kind of one of those, we're the underdog, we're just going to try, you know, just back off. Don't tell me I can't.
Do or do
not. I want to try. Yeah, I'm trying some Yoda out here, you know, and then when you said you got him, I was just like, are you kidding me? You really got him? And then it was like 3 weeks, like we found out like 3 weeks before we had the interview, you know, that you had him, and I'm just like, he's going to back out. There's no way. They're not going to do this. Like, they don't realize who they're talking to here. Like, as soon as they realize that I've got the title Defender of the EU, they're going to be like, we want out. And I really thought at the last minute, because I remember Bethany was like a little hesitant. She's like, okay, and we can't do no gorilla. We got to, like, keep it simple, and we don't want to surprise him with any spring attack questions. And I'm like, I'm going to be good. I'm excited. This is going to be a good thing.
That was a great moment.
And Jason didn't show up, and part of me is like, I hope he didn't show up because he was afraid, like, we'd get into an argument or something.
No. Well, that was a great moment. I got to cut in for just a moment, and I'm going to try to fix a little bit of an audio issue real quick. All right, sorry about that, Mark. We were having a little bit of trouble hearing you clearly because of audio issues. By the way, just, you know, the reality of podcasting.
Yeah, Whistler's working as best he can. Oh, the Imperial Slicer is in deep. Let's just say he is in deep to my hardware.
You know,
he's gone past the firmware, and somewhere he is messing with the software. But Whistler's on it.
Exactly. You know what I love about this, though? It's a throwback to all of the audio problems we've ever had on the 100 yes. episodes of this show and the episodes of the Boffin Report before.
That was I will say, and I'll let you continue, Mark, because I know that was only the first of two, but that was a unique thing, because for me, for you, Mark, it was surprising and cool. For me, it was proof. It was proof that, you know, parts of the fan community tend to make assumptions about other parts and say, well, these guys must not like these guys, or people have to compete with each other. And I think I've seen a lot of that dissolve over the past, really, months, but especially the last year since Celebration 6. And
well,
I think it's fantastic.
It really was like there was nothing there to dissolve. Like you said, assumptions are just that.
Yeah,
assumptions.
Sure. Well, and so that was, I mean, certainly one of the biggest highlights for me, just that happening.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, hands down, I think that was the fan moment where I was just really freaking out, you know. I mean, because Jimmy Mack has always been one of those voices. He's an iconic voice among fandom, you know.
Sure.
When Jimmy Mack sits down at the microphone and starts talking to you, you really feel like he is talking to you specifically. You sitting in that chair listening right now, Jimmy Mack is talking to you. And that's one of those things that I really enjoy about their show. You know, I mean, and he, as the EU fan, I always felt like he was like my host, you know, like he was kind of more in my corner, if you will. So there was that aspect too, getting to pick his brain and talk to him about the New Jedi Order. I mean, that was so much fun. And that's again, something I've always enjoyed about the show, and part of the concept of why I wanted us to launch out and rebrand was like, you know, sky's the limit. Let's do it. If it's something we haven't done, let's do it. Let's make it something we do all the time. Excuse me. The other part is simply that, you know, with EUcast doing its hiatus with the multiple hosts not ever able to line up, I felt like I was sitting on my hands, you know, going nuts. And along came the opportunity with Nathan, you know, a guy that I have known online for almost 10 years, a guy I've looked up to online for the same amount of time. Nathan was always one of those, the fan who got in the door. You know, they always say, don't try to contact us about writing a Star Wars book or comic. We'll contact you. And yet Nathan managed to be the one that was able to write one, you know, that with his Equals and Opposites, the comic set in the invasion timeline. You know, that was just one of those things where, you know, I had great respect for him and everything he did with his timeline and stuff like that. So being able to sit down and do a show with him every week and to be able to do that, you know, we've managed to hit our deadline. I mean, granted, today I'm not going to get our Friday episode up on time. I've been a little busy. This kind of came up and happened. It was a last minute thing, you know, all that. But, you know, we've been week after week getting an episode out. We a day or two later early, you know, it's been there. Every week you get an episode. And that's been something that we've been really, really diligent about. I mean, you know, we know there's like big life events with his wedding and stuff coming up. We go out of our way to record ahead and stuff like that. So I've been having a real fun time with that and being able to express the EU side of my fandom. And now with all this stuff coming up in 2015 with episode 6 or episode 7, Celebration 7, all this 7 action, I mean, I'm really excited, and I feel like we're poised and posed in a real good spot to continue on the trajectory that we've started. I mean, you know, think about that. I mean, you know, we came out in 2011. Star Wars Beyond the Films came out in 2012. And, I mean, our Star Wars Reports Twitter account's, what, almost a 5,000 followers? I mean, that's something I couldn't fathom, you know? I mean, and here with Facebook, you know, Beyond the Films, we're at, like, 1,400. And I'm just like, wow. And then I look at Twitter on Star Wars Report, and I'm just like, holy cow, man, that is just impressive.
Well, yeah, and we're getting ready for a big giveaway too, so you guys stay tuned for sure. But yeah, no, that's a fantastic example of just how amazing the process has become. I mean, I don't really know. It's hard to put into words, but yeah, I mean, those are amazing moments, and I think you guys pointed out some good ones, even though Bethany wasn't very specific. but I do think for me, I'm going to name a very specific one. Again, this is a favorite one, not the favorite one. And that is when Anthony Daniels at Celebration 6 said this phrase. That was really, really good. And I was like, I can die now. Anthony Daniels said, really, really good. And in fact, it's on the very, very tail end of, like, this is me being, I was so proud of that moment that in that very interview, I absolutely had to stick in that last little part where he said, really, really good, because he's like, and thank you guys so much for coming on, thanks for having me on. And he says, well, thank you. And I said, well, thank you. And then he began to put the microphone away, and the mics just picked it off in the distance. Anthony Daniels saying, really, really good. So it's like, yes! We are now part of the tribe.
Oh,
that was a great moment.
And then, man, we have Mon Mothma doing her Many Bothans Died. I mean, I still love that audio clip.
Many Bothans Died.
I know.
The goat, like, no. Well, yeah, I don't have that clip on my soundboard. I need to get it on so that I can start using it, because we haven't used it in a while. And
mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Well, Riley, and I guess one thing that I meant was not to be unspecific, but to point out the more personal and the more tangible aspect of the podcast, to point out the friendships that are represented in moments like meeting Mark in Oregon, or hanging out with Steve Clausen in Hazelhurst, Georgia. We're going to Celebration and staying up until we get ridiculously slap-happy recording We Talk Clones.
Those We Talk Clones episodes. Those are gold. Solid gold. Celebration 5 and 6 We Talk Clones episodes. Especially that 5 one.
Yeah.
I mean, we were pretty new to it all. But yeah, and I remember it was around the time of Celebration, what, 5? Was it 5 or 6 that EUcast was reaching 100 episodes?
It was 5.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that.
And just, we brought Elise back, or brought Elise on as the third host. So, now, that was, you know, that was the big moment. That was right about the same time you guys went forward with the Boston Report and launched it as its own show.
Yeah, no,
I got to be the one to help with the graphics. I mean, I love those little factoids.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Let's see, Mark, how are you doing on time? I just thought I'd ask you real quick before we proceed.
Well, we can't go any longer than 10 minutes, or I can't. Right. I will have to run because I got a niece who it's her big first birthday, and I got to go and wish her a happy first birthday.
Oh, absolutely. Family comes first. Aww. What we'll do then, Mark, is go ahead, and I'm going to hit a couple more roundtable questions that will buzz around, and then I'll jump through the feedback after you have to sadly depart us. So that will work out really well. So, all right, so favorite moment at a convention, Bethany.
Oh, goodness. You're making me choose.
See, that's why I say a favorite.
Well,
see, Beth, let me just... This is how podcasting works, Bethany. No. My a favorite woman, first one that comes to mind. And go.
I would have to say... Do you have a favorite moment, Riley?
You go first. I mentioned the Anthony Daniels ones. All right, I'm just gonna start telling random and weird funny stories that from Star Wars.
Yeah, if I can do that, I'm good.
Yeah, see, exactly. Just a moment. The moment where Jason Swank, Jimmy Mack, and Steve Glosson were walking across the atrium level, I believe it's called atrium level, of the Orange County Convention Center from point A to point B. I have no idea where they were going. And they stopped, and our mother, who was actually down in Orlando with us at the convention there, had a cough drop and gave it to the one Swank. That was a great moment. Great moment. Like in my
another moment involving that trio there was when... We were taking pictures with Jason and Jimmy and Steve, and
I don't know
if it was more like, you know, Steve grabbed Jason or Jason jumped in Steve's arms.
I'm not sure
arms.
How that went down.
Sort of
that's
like mutual jumping / grabbing.
Yeah.
And we have this wonderful picture of Jason Swank in Steve Glosson's arms with Jimmy Mack giving the weirdest look, like, what on earth are they doing?
These guys. I love that shot.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. And I remember the first convention interviews proper that we did was not really Celebration 5. We got the audio drop from Carol Blakiston, a.k.a. Mon Mothma, and that was pretty much it. I didn't even try to do anything else, but...
that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. But the first one proper was the first Dragon Con that we went to, and I was just thinking about it because I put out on our YouTube channel, which I'm going to throw in a quick plug at youtube.com/user/Star Wars Report. You'll find us there, and go ahead and subscribe to us because we're going to be getting some video content from Dragon Con there soon, so that's the best way to do that. But I just put up just kind of the audio of our Sam Witwer interview, which was not Dragon Con 2012, that was Dragon Con 2011. So our first real proper convention interview, we interviewed Ashley Eckstein for the first time there, Tom Kane, and Sam Huntington, and Sam Witwer, which was amazing. But that was before Sam Witwer went on all the podcasts. No, but that was kind of a weird thing, and a lot of fun. And that we also did a number of Battlestar interviews as well. And there's a brilliant interview with Megan Rath from Being Human, aka The Ghost, and Being Human, and she was amazing, and that was the first interview we ever did from a convention floor. Think about it, Bethany. Remember first day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it didn't record because I had the wrong input. But, you know, the lessons you learn.
Well, we had a brand new digital audio recorder at the time, which has served us faithfully and well.
I'm staring at it right now as it records our episode faithfully.
Like when I was recording Alan Quick for the 501st down at Iguana Comics in the RV and we got sideswiped. Did we just get hit? We just got hit!
I'm hit! Mark Herleman reporting live from the scene in Grants Pass, Oregon. The RV has been sideswiped while podcasting. Back to the Boston reporters at headquarters. This is the 24-hour news network that is StarSport.com.
We not only kill Bothans to get the news to you, we take out our parents' RVs.
Well, if you didn't want to be run over, perhaps you shouldn't have been podcasting. Darth Vader breathing. Darth Vader breathing.
Such a lovely, lovely voice.
Lovely,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's...
I mean, that I think is one of the fun things that we do. I mean, you know, yes, we are the Star Wars Report. Yes, our focus is Star Wars, but... we are just too geeky to contain ourselves that. I mean, we are huge fans of Battlestar Galactica, Firefly, you know, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit now, Marvel, you name it. You know, if it's cool, it's fun, Pirates of the Caribbean, Tron, we're there.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, like, I've been wanting to do, one of these days we're going to do some other, like, serialized podcasts, just like do, like, chapter-by-chapter readings of books or episode-by-episode reviews of TV shows and stuff like that. That would be a lot of fun to do, definitely. But no, and for Mark, I think that was a great one. That Alan Quick interview, that was really early on, I remember, and that was a great moment where we actually had some video stuff early.
Yeah, in fact, the video stuff. I mean, that was such a chaos. You talk about learning curves. I mean, I went down and I had a perfect location the first time I was down there. Get all set up. The brand new mic that I got gifted, you know, the one that got sent to me. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that you sent it to me or not.
No,
but the one I got, I'd only used it once. I plugged it in and suddenly it wasn't working. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, no, no. So I have to go all the way back across town to get the other mic because I didn't bring a backup. Oh, because, you know, I thought the brand new one was going to work. So I come back, and of course, my great parking spot's gone, so I have to park on the busier street. I'm like, oh, lovely. But I thought I was out of the way. I was halfway up on the curb anyway, you know. I thought this is going to work. Alan came on. He was great. His wife was awesome. They were both just very, very fun people. You know, he's also big into Batman and stuff like that, too. So we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. And I had the computer recording the whole time, but I didn't have it plugged in. So I also had the camera out because I'm thinking, you know, hey, it'd be nice to have some video footage while I do. So I'm holding this camera in my left hand, and I remember my elbow was just like going nuts because I'm trying to hold it still and keep it up about where my head level is. And I'm just recording with that, and I'm holding on the microphone doing the reporting type thing, and I did not notice that the computer had died.
Oh.
Yes. So that whole interview, I was lucky that I pulled out that camera or I wouldn't have had anything at all. I was just, when I got done, I was like so happy. We talked for like 30 minutes. And of that 30 minutes, only about 15 of it was videoed.
Sure.
So I was just like thinking, you know, all excited. I looked over at the computer and it's blank screen. And I'm thinking, please, God, let that be the screensaver. And I turned the mouse and no. I wanted to scream. But, of course, I had to stay professional for now. And we're good. we're good. Yeah, that's it.
I've got a funny story, but I'll have to tell it at a later point. Because, Mark, you're about to have to leave. And I want to respect your time because I know you got to leave. But I do want to finish this by saying this has been an incredible run. We're going to feature some of your guys' voicemails and emails coming up and continuing our storytelling as we go. But I do want to bring up the fact that we are getting together. Like, the Star Wars Report podcast is about to be has already become the Countdown to Celebration 7 podcast. Because every week, I swear, we're going to be bringing up the fact that we will be together in Anaheim. Together in Anaheim. I need like a song for that. Together in Anaheim, California, April 2015. And I think, if I do my math correctly, we have time to do about 65 or 70 episodes if we do it weekly. And I have another announcement. Remind me, Bethany, to talk about Jason Hunt and the mini episodes we did. But we'll do that after Mark Castillo leaves. But before you leave, Mark, I want to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being a incredibly loyal podcasting partner for years now, since really 2000, I guess it would have been early mid-2009, we have been podcasting together. So even though it's 100 episodes of this, if you put together other podcasts we've both been on, or the Bothan Report and the EUcast episodes we've co-hosted, we've been podcasting together, think about this, Mark, for, let's see, 2013, 4 years. amazing. It's hard to believe that that much time has passed. And we've both changed a lot, but many things have also remained the same. So thank you so much for everything you do and continue to do at StarWarsReport.com, both with Beyond the Films and here on the Star Wars Report.
Well, and just for this bromance here, you know, sharing fun things that you and I have done beyond Star Wars Report and the Bothan Report was our Rest Thou Softly. You found this wonderful, wonderful fan fiction by Jedi Rita.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I need someone to narrate. And I'm like, hey, I'll do anything. I got this voice. I got that voice. I got this voice over here. This one over here. I mean, you know, I was like, we can do it. And, you know, I sat down and I'm like, I started reading it. And I'm like, oh man, I'm got to get better with my words here. Cause if I'm going to do the narration, whoa. And, you know, I sat down and I got it to you and I was like, okay, now let's see what Riley's going to do. And it took you a while, but the time was well spent because as you got that project done and we listened to the final bit of it, I mean, I still remember the moment when Order 66, the music kicks in, getting goosebumps and just tearing. Like, I remember reading the narration. I was choking up, but I could hear it in my own voice listening to the music. And I was just like, man, this guy's got it down. And I love the most thing about the project is like when you listen to the first 15 minutes, it's kind of a little rougher, you know, in the sound quality. And you could tell like you'd been doing the project over a couple of years. I almost think like 6 months to a year by the time you got it done. But the end of that, the last 45 minutes or so are so beautiful. That's one of the most fun projects I've ever had. And, you know, I would love for us, if we ever get the chance, to do some more of that, because that was just a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun to put together. That's on solosound.net under the audio dramas there that I did. And yeah, that was tons of fun, Mark. Before Mark, Bethany, you had anything before Mark leaves?
Yes. One thing, I've really enjoyed getting to know you, Mark, and it has been a blessing to call you friend. It's been amazing to see how Star Wars kind of how it interacts more on the family level, to see kind of hear what your kids think about it and as they get introduced into it. But I was so glad that we got to meet at Oregon and to meet your wife Katie and all of your quite adorable children, I must say,
which have now grown in number since we last met.
Yes, and yeah. The podcast wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, for
thanks,
sure,
man,
for sure.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. And speaking of cute, I posted some pictures. Jaina, she got this really cute Be Afraid shirt up in Seattle. It's got Vader on the front and on the back. It's got the Velcro cape that hangs off the back with the Imperial cog. Be very afraid. I posted some pictures. She looks so cute. And she wore it all day. She's like, oh, this is fun. We went to Burger King. She had her crown on. I'm like, all you need now is a little lightsaber specter.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Well, man, I know you have to go, but thanks for coming on this 100th episode. And we've got your feedback coming right back up. But thanks again for coming on, Mark.
Take care, everyone, and may the Force be with you. Always.
The Force will be with you. Always. So it ends, at least with Mark. The episode is not over, but Mark is no longer with us, and something rather weird has happened, Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
We are podcasting just the two of us, an event that has not happened since Celebration 6. Think about it, and it's about to happen.
Wait, say that again?
It's just the two of us podcasting, and this has not happened since Celebration 6.
Really?
Yeah, no. And so it'll be Dragon Con coming up next weekend as we record this. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. But we will be right back with you with your emails, your voicemails. And hey, we might even hit up a few news stories as we're able to. But this is the Star Wars Report podcast special 100th episode edition. We were having so much fun talking about some of those other episodes.
I want to keep talking about them.
It's our show, Bethany. We can do whatever the heck we want.
I didn't want to be like, well, excuse me, Riley. I'm going to totally cut you off right now and just keep talking. But talking is what we do.
You're
going to
hear some creaking. As I adjust my microphone, normally the way we have an L-shaped desk.
Riley, just to pull the curtain back a bit. Riley was trying to adjust his seat a few minutes ago, and it's like, you know, he was sitting in the chair, gripping it on either side of him with his hands, trying to jump like up and down to move the chair like an inch at a time, but it wasn't working because the chair leg was catching on something, which means he looked completely. Hilarious. Yeah, no. Absolutely hilarious. Up, down.
Winnie the Pooh. When I up, down, and touch the ground. No, it's... Wow. So many amazing... And the one really sad thing, though, that has... I do want to say this. It is sad that we've only been able to see Mark once, just because sheer nature of finance plus distance. It's like it's the equation of not seeing Mark is... is finance plus distance equals not seeing Mark, which is unfortunate, but I'm so excited that it's actually the stars are aligning in Anaheim. Seriously, it's going to be a lot of fun. Because I was thinking about that, because a lot of our great memories, those are formed at the in-person experiences.
Yeah,
at conventions.
Which is precisely what I was communicating earlier, which is those, I never could have imagined that when we started the Bothan Report. That was just something I thought. You know, we're going to sit here
while we talk. Sorry about that.
We're going to sit here and talk about this and have fun, sort of geek out. Stole that from you, Steve. Sorry. Well, not really, but just
You should have.
But good phrase. And you know, I thought it would be fun. We'd get to sort of interact a little with people that I was beginning to know online. But I never dreamed of how much it would mean to me, how much it would change me for the better, of just. How many meaningful friendships I've gotten out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why in our last episode, I went on a little bit of a rant about the review that said that Riley gets rambly because it's not just about talking about Star Wars.
I'm sorry. I just got a text from Mark with a picture. Is it adorable?
Cute? Oh, I mean, Mark always posts these adorable pictures.
Check it out.
So you can
check
be
it out.
Oh, that doll is so cute. You can be in the worst
the
mood
shoes.
In the world.
Look
just
at the shoes.
Friend.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, this is so right. cute.
This is
you can be in the worst mood in the
content.
World and friend Mark on Facebook and follow.
There's going to be like a flood of friend requests.
Follow
his adorable pictures
of all of his wonderful kids.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Dragon Con was the first Dragon Con. And Steve, when we went and visited Steve a couple weeks ago, he talked a bit about, he's not the most pro Dragon Con guy. He was there once and it's not the same as Celebration, which is true.
Yeah, it is
and
very different.
I'm trying to put my finger on what I like because there are some elements of Dragon Con that we've talked about before that I don't like. But I always find myself nearly as, if not more, excited for it than celebrations. If all of our Star Wars friends went to Dragon Con, hands down, Dragon Con would be the best convention. The only thing that makes celebrations better is because we get to hang out with all the friends we've made over the years.
Part of what it is the diverse amount of experiences we've had. Because, okay, at Dragon Con this year, we have... a number of the Spartacus series stars coming, and I would love to meet and talk and hopefully interview some of them. So it's when
Maybe.
You go to Dragon Con, if you are a geek of many colors, then
it's like Joseph in the Bible with his coat, only the geek, only a convention. Kind of. And the coat of many colors. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. But if you have many different geeky interests, then there's something there for you at Dragon Con. I guarantee it. It is nigh impossible to go to Dragon Con and not find something that you're interested
not
in.
Not even like
and the panels,
craftsmen, a whole craftsmen tracks that aren't even like Like people wouldn't.
And workshops. So it's not
writing
just
workshops,
yeah.
Armory.
Like, do you remember at Celebration last time? I remember Savannah Kiefer, great person. But Savannah Kiefer was telling us all about a photography, like workshop / panel that she went to, and she talked about how much she loved it and how much she learned from it,
yeah.
And how she was planning on going back to that same panel because it was that good. Dragon Con has tons of workshops, and some of this stuff are things that you the Dragon Con normal ticket price is $120, right?
Yeah, something like that. I think it might be a little bit more,
right?
If
you buy it earlier, it's cheaper, and if you buy it much earlier, it's a good bit cheaper. It is half as expensive if you buy it at the previous Dragon Con, which I would recommend for those who like to go to Dragon Con fairly regularly. You can't pay for classes on some of these things for $120. A writing workshop with several of your favorite authors.
Sure.
Where else would you have access to that?
Yeah, Aaron Alston. Would you like to have a writing workshop with Kevin J. Anderson and Aaron Alston? Well, let's do it. Yeah, which I would do, by the way, if I were a writer in a heartbeat. I believe Nancy's. I know she did it last year. She might be doing it again this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and she had great things to say. About
but a lot
it.
Of great memories do come from in-person events, and I think that's what's defined a lot of this podcast. In so many ways, whether it's the first Dragon Con we went to, which kind of brings me back to the first thing I was saying, is that I think there's something about actually going and talking to somebody like Sam Witwer, where you're like, you can talk to these really cool, creative, intelligent people, and Sam Witwer doesn't know who we are. He doesn't have to do any interviews, but a lot of the creative people behind so many of the projects that you love are genuinely amazing. I mean, there are the exceptions to that.
They're just so nice.
But most of them are just very nice. So I hope
And I say that as if I'm surprised. I'm no longer surprised.
Sure.
But I think in ways, many, many people, and I'm not sure if this is more of an American or perhaps a Western thing, or if this is just human nature, but we tend to put famous people on pedestals, view them almost as not human in some ways, either expecting them to be perfect or just thinking, oh, well, they're so different from me. But really, they're not. Are they talented? Yes. Are they extraordinary? Yes, in many ways. Yeah. But they're also, they're really nice. They're interesting.
Well,
I
see what you're saying. So basically, I mean, so folks like Sam Witwer, I mean, he's just like us, other than the fact that he's talented, gorgeous, and
oh, Riley,
interesting what you say.
You are,
except for those facts, a few minor things. No,
that's been a pretty constant
absolutely.
On the show too. Is Riley and I do like to poke fun at each other sometimes,
on
with
occasion.
The
on
most
occasion.
Loving of intent.
Absolutely,
I'm sure.
Absolutely,
but. No, one thing.
What's your, the mic,
this
when
show
we, when the mics are off, we really
would not have
other.
Started
no.
without Riley. This show would definitely have floundered without Riley's involvement.
Although after listening to Mark say, and we've never missed an episode on Beyond the Films, I am kind of guilty. We have taken hiatus on this show, and Beyond the Films, like, they're going to catch up with us at some point. They will have
yes,
more episodes than we will.
But,
and that will be a day that I rue my own lack of motivation. But until that day comes. But it is not this day.
Exactly. But
this day.
You know, I haven't been on as many episodes of the Stars Report recently. I've been incredibly busy with a number of things. You know, we
called
moved
school.
Recently. We Riley yeah. and I started school. I was the deputy commander for a summer school that
yeah.
For
up
you know,
at Fort Campbell. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it on
that,
the show.
That kept me pretty busy.
And I took the picture of the one kid who had, he brought Star Wars
yes.
sheets to encampment. Mm-hmm. And by George, it was a perfectly made bunk. But also by George, it had Star Wars sheets on it. To which I thought, like, if I was inspecting that bunk, I would definitely immediately give bonus points to said cadet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, when you're taking sheets to some never mind I think if you guys have, okay I'm gonna go there like if you're taking sheets to an event like this to a week-long summit you don't take your favorite sheets. Like, those have got to be special. Like, maybe not. Maybe they're just, like, random sheets that he got. But I like to think, in my head, as I peered into the dormitory to check on the cadets and noticed that, I like to think in my head that he brought his special Star Wars sheets. Like, maybe they're his lucky Star Wars sheets.
Yeah. Yes, but it's been a long road that's provided a lot of perspective on a lot of things. And sure. The Star Wars Report really does hold a special place in my heart.
I want to keep doing it forever, but I know, I mean, it's going to be hard to do. But because, I mean, like between ROTC or
well, knowing
college,
the two of us, we will
like
both
that.
Be in field training.
Like, we will be.
And then in the middle of the night, we'll like sneak out and be recording like, well, this is an episode.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Riley, doesn't this remind you of like when Luke is training on Dagobah?
So when the drill instructor was screaming in your ear, didn't that remind you of sexual? Oh my goodness! But that first Dragon Con, was it? That was also when we talked to I'm blanking on Jango Fett's name, and it's driving me.
Oh, Temuera Morrison.
Thank you,
yes,
Temuera Morrison.
And he sang to us.
Georgia.
He's a good singer.
No like, peace. I
would never have known before podcasting
that
Jango Fett could sing.
Check this out. All right, I think I got it. Let's see if this works.
I love Atlanta.
Big welcome, sir. I'm glad you decided to come out.
Now, I'd just like to end my interview with a little song.
All right, let's hear it.
Georgia. No peace I find.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jango Fett.
It's just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia on my mind. That's Jango Fett, Temuera Morrison, signing off with a little Georgia.
I forgot how awesome that moment was.
I know. And we're just standing there. Like, we've totally forgotten that we're actually interviewing him.
We're just standing there in awe. Which, by the way, was an interview on the second to last day or last day, just before he left, after the autograph hall was closing down, near the same place where the next year we would be interviewing Billy Boyd while the autograph hall was closing down.
With the same handler.
With the same handler.
Who was awesome.
Yes. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes.
And it's funny that you did that, Bethany, because I just went through, I'm going through some of our older interviews.
I remember how Megan Rath just like, she was messing with you.
She was sassy.
She was, yes.
I wish we had that interview.
Oh,
I wish
me too.
Maybe she'll be there next year or something like that.
That would be nice. I would love to watch her just be sassy again.
I mean,
it's like, you were lost for words after
I wasn't sure whether to be, whether to return in kind or, I don't know.
She was hoping you would.
I don't know.
Well, she was because, I mean, I could just tell that she's the kind of person, she's a fun-loving, confident, chipper individual who is just out there going to have fun. And she was having fun with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, she was.
And I remember how nervous I was the first time that we interviewed Ashley Eckstein. That was my first interview, and I had my Her Universe shirt on for the first time because I'd bought it the day before.
Yeah, the Star Wars Burst one.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous. I think at one point I nearly stuttered, but it was so exciting to talk to her.
Yeah.
And
I'm sad that she hasn't. She didn't come back 2012, and she's not there this year. I'm sad.
Yeah, Dragon Con is a good convention, but I'm not so sure it's great for vendors unless you're actually in the vending hall.
Yes.
So,
hey guys, it's Ashley Eckstein here, voice of Ahsoka Tano. You're listening to the Star Wars Report.
Hey, Bethany, can you tell I've actually been sorting through our audio?
Yes.
I actually have these clips like where
now.
I can find them.
Yeah.
That was
good. But Sam Witwer was definitely one of my more favorite interviews because he's just, you can tell he's a fan, but more than that,
sure,
he's a decent guy and he gets it. Star Wars is not just something that it's, oh, well, I like it because it has cool special effects and this and that and the other. His version was a little explicit, but he said that Star Wars, when I asked him why he liked Star Wars more than some of the other great television shows and movies and franchises out there,
he was
said,
prepared.
He said that Star Wars
cool spaceships. He said,
"Yeah." He said Star Wars really keeps you. It shows you how not to be a jerk.
And jerk was not the word he used, but, no, but I cleverly bleeped it with the Chewbacca roar. But by the way, I want to throw out, just while we're talking about these, if you guys are listening to this, and I think there are a lot of people who've really started tuning in the past few months, or maybe even the past few weeks, or this is even their first episode. How about that? That'd be weird.
Yeah.
But folks who are tuning in for the first time, there are five numbers that you should remember. Episode 16, 18, 63, 67, and 84. And you can rewind the podcast, do the 30-second back, and just write those episodes down.
Hey, because
those are all going to be other than.
Could you link to those in the show notes?
If I have time, I probably won't have time, Bethany, because of homework. If I get time, I will. But if not, just remember those five episodes. And most of the folks, like, and that's the weird. That's the thing about podcasting. Usually, you're away from a computer anyway.
Yeah.
If you're listening on your smartphone or anything like that, those are all episodes that if you go to StarWarsReport.com/category/podcast. You're going to see every episode we've ever done, and those episodes you can scroll back into our archive because I haven't figured out how to get iTunes to do more than 50. So like that 16, 17, maybe even 63, some of those other episodes. And then there's a different whole nother one for the Dragon Con, but I don't have it in front of me. But those episodes are some of our interview shows from conventions that we've done, and those are some of my absolute favorite episodes that we've recorded.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Oh, and we've touched on it a number of times recently, but I so loved at Celebration when Steve Glosson was going on and on about 7, 8, and 9 coming out, and I was just like, Steve, how long are you going to do this? That's what I was thinking. It was hilarious, but at the same time, I was like, oh, well, you know, there was nothing really exciting announced.
7, 8, 9.
Yes.
And he was right. Steve was right.
I was all like Darth Vader.
Steve, tell your sister
you were right.
You were right. Yeah. And I couldn't believe it because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe Steve.
I'm going to text.
I was just like,
I just thought of that.
Just
I'm
going to
text
this is
Steve
a
right
fun
now.
Bit. And by the way, Steve said, when we asked people on Facebook and Twitter what were some of their favorite Star Wars Report moments, and Steve replied, anything with Steve Glosson. So well, I have brought him up.
There you go. Exactly.
Exactly.
Favorite naturally. Co-host ever on the Star Wars Report.
Yes.
Which,
oh, goodness.
Which, by the way, I'm going to text him right now and see if he's available. I'm even going to say this on air and hopefully that he's available right now for a Star Wars minute.
But it's just, it blew my mind. Star Wars has completely gone in, it's revitalized. I would put it that way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
And I was, all right. Oh, my goodness. You know who just texted us, Bethany? The man
I
himself.
Couldn't guess.
The man himself, Steve Glosson.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him right now, and we got to think of a good. First of all, I've got to cue up the audio. But while I'm plugging in my iPod, or my iPod, my Android phone.
We need to ask him about Jason Swank. Something about
Wait,
Jason.
No, well, I mean that would be funny. But like, we need to think of something.
Oh, poor Jason. Before you call him, like right before you call him, I will say, listeners. If you have not heard the latest episode of Geek Out Loud,
we talked about that on
called
here?
Jason Swank is an Adventurous Angel.
So
no,
see, we
haven't. We haven't talked about it at all.
I want to say.
Not unless you talked about it in your episodes with Jason Hunt.
No, which aren't released yet. So I guess, yeah, we haven't mentioned it. Yes. Yeah, geekoutonline.com right now. Download that episode. We've got some
Jason
great feedback.
Jason Swank is an Adventurous Angel, .. So say we all.
Please,
it's
yeah,
an episode
and the hot
where...
link to that episode is jasonswankadventurousangel.com. No, I'm kidding. It would be amazing if it was. Like, we should do like,
oh,
I should have
goodness.
Set up a StarWarsReport.com/adventurousangel.
Yes.
And link to that episode.
And then just like find pictures of Jason Swank and put halos on them. Right now,
that.
Jason is listening to this and freaking out.
I wish. I probably not. I would like to think.
But poor Jason Swank, and I will admit, even though I did not say so on Twitter, I will admit that this was kind of my fault.
Oh, don't do that.
Because...
Oh, look, another text. Sorry,
because I believe it was Riley who first brought up them in the episode that we recorded with Steve Glosson at his house, which was so much fun. It's a really long episode, got a lot of great stuff in it. We talk about snippets, we talk about BSG, we talk a lot about Jason Swank, poor fellow.
Uncomfortably yes. Large amount of thought.
And I just keep bringing it back to Jason Swank at first, and then we all kind of start doing it. But we came to the conclusion that Jason Swank is actually
an adventurous
angel who can save babies.
Wow.
Yeah, while podcasting. And he can also do Princess Leia's hair, her star puffs.
We need
while podcasting.
Like, my shirt concept is on the front of the shirt is Jason Swank is my hero in Clone Wars style text. And on the back is just a Photoshop picture or artistic rendition of the man himself with like angel wings, caressing a baby in one under one arm, holding a microphone in the other arm.
And he needs to have the Indiana Jones hat for adventure, but with a halo wrapped around it or above it. One or the other.
Like a
And it needs to be stylized, not a Photoshop picture like you said, but stylized after the form of the Incredibles, like Mr. Incredible.
That would be amazing. By the way, if there's a listener out there, like, we'd be eternally grateful
if somebody did a concept of that, and we will make a t-shirt.
Amazing. We will do like in a second, in a heartbeat. I just got a text from the man saying, "Hurry up, we need to escape the fleet." When I said, "Stand by, ion control." So we need a question, Bethany. I propose, why does he give Riley a hard time at the beginning of every podcast he's been doing recently about my posts or my Facebook profile pictures? No. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
We should ask him, what was the first episode of the Star Wars Report he listened to, or how he discovered the Star Wars Report?
That's a fantastic one.
I don't think we've ever asked him that.
No. How did
I don't even know how he did.
Dun dun. All right, and on exactly. And on that note, all right, I need to see.
And what did he first think? Like, who was this Bethany and Riley and Mark trio? All right.
So calling him now. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta jump straight into this. So you got to be prepared. Got to make sure.
Rancor grooming, the smaller the better.
Steve Glosson, what was the first time you heard...
Wait a minute. Before we get into Steve's Star Wars minute, I just want to say congratulations on 100 episodes. That's something the Geek Out Loud has not done and probably won't do until 2018. and I think that I hope that you've played all the best bits featuring yours truly on this 100th episode, because I think it's worth it.
It has, Steve, I can tell you right now, it has been nothing but an extravaganza of Glosson clips so far. I can't wait for
the only thing I think that would make the 100th episode better than having a bunch of Steve Glosson is that adventurous angel himself, Jason Swank.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right.
Did you text him that, Riley?
But I did not.
You did not.
That was
okay.
Unsolicited for sure. Okay, well, I hope he has sharpened his wit, sharpened his tongue, and prepared for our question, which is actually, how on earth did you find out about the Star Wars Report podcast, and what did you think of it when you first heard it? And go.
I have a podcast called Geek Out Loud. It used to be called the official podcast of geekoutonline.com. It's now the safe place for geeks everywhere. Your safe place to geek out. It's at geekoutpodcast.com. And somehow, Riley Blanton, the founder of the Star Wars Report podcast, got in touch with me and said, "Hey, I've got a podcast." And because Riley so selflessly pimped himself and had me come on, I was a fan immediately. And anytime that someone has me on their show, I'm a fan of that show. So, yeah, there you go. It's very selfish, I know, but hey, it's a living. So wonderful. We're now part of the tribe. Happy 100 Star Wars Report. Herleman, see ya.
That's Steve Glosson. He's out of here. Well done again.
Take it.
I remember that. I remember.
10 seconds remaining.
Yeah.
Kill.
We're gonna have to ask him though, because that was his first real exposure to the Star Wars Report. But I remember he tweeted us right before that.
Well, see, and I talked about it early in the episode, and I don't even remember the timeline, but I do remember receiving a tweet, and for some reason it stuck in my head that I never knew that he listened. So I'm not sure how the timeline went. But, no, Steve, by the way, just a great all-around guy in all seriousness. I think it's fun. Yeah. We have some fun ribbing around. And and I made a note of it before Mark left. I do want to say, we briefly mentioned it, but I recorded a series of mini episodes. We're calling them Star Wars Report Data Bursts. They're between 10 and 15 minutes or so. I think 18 minutes was the longest one. Super short, one-topic type of episodes. And I'm going to put them in kind of between weeks, or I'll actually have a couple in my back pocket if we get to a particular busy week with school and aren't able to record. That way we'll have some content for you guys each week. And Jason Hunt joined us last minute, by the way, as we were trying to record when we were setting it up to do our 100th episode last Monday, I guess it was. So huge shout out to Jason and, of course, the Wampus Lair podcast, because it was really nice of him to come on, and some really great stuff. I can't wait to release it. Another bit of housekeeping while I'm thinking about it is our Revenge of the Sith commentary is recorded. Part of it lost and has to be patched back together through probably re-recording, frankly, unfortunately. But it's right at the end. It's only a small amount. That was a hiccup of Riley not doing very well organizationally and deleting stuff that he wasn't supposed to delete. Long story, but that concludes that. So I think with that, we've gone an hour without getting into listener feedback, which makes me feel terrible. So let us rectify this problem. And let me make sure that I've got all my audio queued up. And we've got a voicemail from Ron, a.k.a. MG, on Twitter. Let's take a listen to what Ron has to say.
Hey, guys. There this is Ron, 12, MG12, on Twitter. And I just want to call and say congratulations on your 100th episode. It's pretty exciting. I've been listening to you guys since the first episode when you guys became the Star Wars Report. And it's been pretty cool to see just how much you've developed over the last 100 episodes, so congratulations. I thought I'd give you quick my thoughts on the last 100 episodes and some hopes for the future. My favorite episode over the last 100 was episode 87. I think that's when I really felt like, wow, you guys have turned it up and stepped it up a notch. And listening to Riley talk with Justin Robert Young, who isn't a fan of the prequel, and just handle that kind of debate conversation in a real professional and positive way was really impressive. Just some feedback for each of you guys. Riley, your skills as a host has really improved and is really amazing, and it really makes the show. Bethany, I hope we get to hear more of you. I feel like we don't get to hear you talk that often, but when we do, it's always something important or interesting. And Mark, thanks for your incredible enthusiasm all the time. You are such a intense and passionate fan that it's really infectious, and I love it. The three of you guys have the best chemistry, and then when Steve gets in there, it's even better. And so that's what I've got for you guys. I just want to say congratulations again. Going forward, I have to say I'm looking forward to maybe if you can get Kyle Newman on the show, that'd be great. And I'd like to hear from you guys what you thought your favorite episodes were in over the last 100 and what you're hoping for in the next 100 to come. So congrats again. Hope to hear more from you guys. Talk to you soon.
Wow. I love getting voicemails like that. Thanks so much, Ron. Yeah. That was incredible. And I never thought about that. The jury episode, it didn't strike me as landmark, but it was. It was kind of surreal for me because I was historically and even have often always had the urge, and we discussed about it on that episode of Geek Out Loud for you guys. And I'm going to go ahead and say that. Go ahead and go to StarWarsReport.com/AdventurousAngel. I'm going to set up that hot link. I've made a note of it right on my notepad, and I will do that by the time this episode goes it live. Adventurous Angel, or the hot link to that link, or StarWarsReport.com/... no, I think we'll stick with it. I shouldn't make stuff up on it. But no, we talked about that to where... But sometimes the internet has me wanting to be very reactionary and want to jump on people who are wrong. And and that was an episode where it was not virtue of me being more professional or anything. I'm just going to be the first to put that out there and admit that it was not that. It's because I already have enormous personal respect for Justin Robert Young as an entertainer, as a podcaster, as a content creator. He's someone who I've followed for years, just around the time I started listening to podcasts. And he'll be at Dragon Con, and he's someone I definitely hope to run into. They're doing some live shows, some stuff like that. But like, so that kind of forced me to go at it with a perspective. I think that made me a little bit more understanding and respectful, and kind of trying to get the alternate perspective, even though I disagreed with some of it. And that was, and I think the same thing really happened for the Brian Brushwood interview as well. But yeah, those were two ones that, like, for the silliest reason, I just didn't actually try to make happen for the longest time. And then they're both someone who I had and still have on a huge pedestal of someone who really, really just brings it when it comes to podcasting. And so, and thus I was intimidated to actually reach out to him, but I did. And that's something I'm super proud of, those episodes, 87. And I guess it would have been, I think 89 would have been Brian Brushwood, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jury Duty, that's the name of that episode. And the other one,
I enjoyed listening to that. Yeah. I was really sad that I couldn't make it that night. But yeah, it's episode 88 that has Brian Brushwood on.
Okay, so there were
Space
sequential.
Hillbillies. Yeah.
Space Hillbillies. I forgot. Mm-hmm. That was pretty funny. Space Hillbillies. Like, that was his alternate plot suggestion to episode one. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, and Kyle Newman, I'd love to have Kyle on. And Kyle's someone who I am scared to death of in the best way possible, because the man's amazing. He's not afraid of his opinion. He's very articulate. He's a fantastic guest I almost said Steve and Jason's Rebel Force Radio. Jason and Jimmy's Rebel Force Radio. He's a frequent guest, and just amazing stuff on the Clone Wars Declassified.
Oh, yeah.
Just fantastic. So, but I, one of these, like I very soon I will make the time to reach out and contact. And I think it was Ron who actually made the suggestion on Twitter, mm-hmm. and Kyle was like, sure.
By the way,
like, oh crap.
I tweeted Ron letting him know that we were playing his voicemail, and he just tweeted back.
Oh, it's like live interaction. Look at that.
Saying that, well, first he says, you guys are so great, which makes me smile.
Aww,
yes.
Well,
and then he says, P.S., hope you take my words to heart, Bethany. and I will. It's
sure.
Doing the Star Wars Report regularly,
well,
is something I've missed. And coming back more on, I've dusted off the old Twitter profile that I ignored for months, and just kind of moving back into things a little at a time. You know, we're staying busy with school and all, but I hope to be more involved. And again, I would like to give a shout out to Riley, because he has really stepped up and run the show by himself in a lot of ways. When there are times that Mark or I, and especially me recently, haven't been able to be on so much. And so that's a big hat to wear, so to speak. And perhaps you should get an Indiana Jones hat, Riley. But I've definitely loved being on the show, and plan to continue and hope to be on more often than I have been recently.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think we will. I'm pretty excited. I've actually finished all but six math problems, and then I'm done with homework until Tuesday, which is amazing.
Yay!
Yes.
Except with Dragon Con coming, we should probably get ahead on homework.
Probably.
Had to say that.
Probably. Yeah. Well, let's see here. We do have another piece of feedback. Let me pull it up here. This is an email, and this is actually from Bruce, a.k.a. Admiral Rex, who kind of goes to spin a yarn and tell his tells. He says, I can't believe it's been 100 episodes. I remember listening to podcast number one and have been listening ever since. Another since number one, which is awesome. He says, feels like yesterday when you were born. Many Boffins died to bring us this baby podcast, but you've both grown up to be honorable men and women. He goes on to talk about his story about how babies Riley and Bethany would babble all day about Star Wars and then come upon a land called Middle Earth as Riley cried about internet connections. And he does it like in prose fiction style too. I won't read the whole thing, but I will say that he remembers us doing the podcast in the stairwell of the Marriott downtown Atlanta. Another great yes. moment. Another fantastic. It was because you heard the roar of the crowd. I was listening back to that episode. Mm-hmm. And we literally, there is this huge, like, we were like CNN reporters going into the Marriott because there's this huge crowd of people on Saturday trying to mash their way into the entry level of the Marriott, which is the main entrance. Mm-hmm. And just about 300 people gathered around a doorway in a mob trying to get in. And so we were in this mob and left the microphones recording and talked into the microphones just in the midst of it all. And then as we finally made it into the hotel and found our secret stairwell, which is not the main stairwell, which is a lot more quiet and a much faster way to get from point A to point B.
Oh, yes.
And it's just like deathly quiet. It's the roar. The roar. It's like in Gladiator. Maximus, the roar of the crowd. Maximus. They call for you. Another great movie. And he goes on to say, it was great meeting Riley and Bethany at last year's Dragon Con. I'm hoping to see you again if you gather a group together to see episode 7 when it comes out. That's right. I think he's a Georgia native. So he says, if we gather together a group to see episode 7. We should. We need to bring Steve up from Hazelhurst and go to the theater downtown that we went to see The Hobbit.
Yeah. And we need to get Nathan and just put out the call on Twitter and Facebook.
Like a grand Star Wars report.
And we should
report.
Get the Star Wars Atlanta Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and see, the things is that they movies always have that week or so where they give press previews. If you had the opportunity to watch it early, would you? Here's a side question. Episode 7, yeah. You have the opportunity, we have the connections, and they say we're doing a press screening of Star Wars Episode 7, The Return of the Jedi, and Rebirth of the Jedi. There it is. Star Wars Episode 7, Rebirth of the Jedi screening. Right up
for
locally
press.
For press up in Atlanta. Would you go?
I would.
I would not.
I think I would. I would.
Okay, why? So, why would you do it? I couldn't do it.
Instant gratification.
Well, see, and here's the fundamental question is that we, of like super high value movies that we want to see in theaters, usually we don't still don't go see them opening weekend. I'm trying to think of like big movies that we've seen on opening weekend. We didn't see The Hobbit opening weekend. Well, no, we did. We did see The Hobbit opening weekend. And that was fun. Would you have preferred to see The Hobbit in a quieter theater with just a few people, or did you like seeing it with the crowd?
I like seeing a movie with a crowd that is friendly to it. A crowd who are fans.
Well, and for instance, like a Thursday night screening of this.
And
is going to be
that would be my one hesitation with press would be that there would be more of a critical environment.
Well, and I kind of want that absolutely non-critical group community. See, and it's kind of a community experience where you'll miss a lot of the dialogue because people are cheering and stuff. But I think it's worth it because you can see it again, you know, later quietly. But I hadn't really thought about that. Good question. Bruce, you just got us off on a great question. Or if the 501st, I bet you the 501st or somebody up in Atlanta is going to do like a big event. I think it'd be great to like join up with a bunch of folks like that. And do like live coverage of it all, but that would be awesome. Let's see. I'm gonna bring up another voicemail. This is a voicemail. I don't have the name. I think it's Duncan, but he sent this in on our speak pipe, a little bit modulated, but bear with it. This is the reason that I podcast. Let's take a listen to this.
Hey guys, my name is Duncan. I'm reaching out all the way from Melbourne, Australia. I just found your Star Wars Report podcast, and I'm glad I did. Now, I just listened to my very first episode, Touchstone of Geekdom, and I rocked. It's fun, it's informative, and your enthusiasm is contagious. I cannot wait to hear more from you guys. I've been listening to podcasts now for a number of years, and even had a few Star Wars ones on the list. Well, you guys, Star Wars Report, you're a breath of fresh air, and I cannot wait to hear what you have in future. Thanks, guys. Keep it up, and I will be listening.
Duncan from Melbourne, Australia.
Thanks, Duncan.
I love it. No, yeah. That's awesome. I mean, when I get voicemails like that, which are all too rare, are the moments like that where I really, really appreciate podcasting in general, just hearing folks say that. And Duncan, that's more than generous of you to take the time to leave us that voicemail. And it's very encouraging, very exciting. And he sent that before the 100th episode stuff, but I just saved it for today. And that reminds me, there was a gentleman on the old Forcecast episodes, before I was ever podcasting, there was a gentleman who called in from Australia to, again, what was in the Forcecast with Jason and Jimmy. And I remember hearing it because he left voicemails like 6 minutes long. I mean, I don't even remember exactly, but it was a long voicemail. But it was amazing. This gentleman, I don't think you've heard this episode, Bethany, or know the story, but he had cancer, and he was imminently going to pass away. And he left, and I believe it was a friend of his or him, because it's been so many years now, and I feel bad that I don't remember all the details. But he or a friend of his left a voicemail telling his story, and how encouraging he had been, and how much joy he got from listening to a Star Wars podcast that was the first guest. And I remember listening to that for the first time and thinking, man, this is a guy who's just going through the worst thing that anyone can go through. And he's facing what all of us fear most, death. And that's the ultimate example of how a community of people based around something even like Star Wars can support each other in a way that's remarkable. And that voicemail, now that I think about it, is one of the reasons I thought, man, I could see doing a podcast, not just because I want to talk about Star Wars, but because of the opportunities it has to connect with other people. And that his voice, because his voicemail was also from Australia, made me think of that. He did. A few weeks later, he passed away, and I mean, it was tragic. I remember listening to that, and that was just brilliant, beautiful work, because it got real, you know, when you hear that.
Yeah, but we do actually have some other feedback on Facebook and
sure,
Twitter,
bring it to
when
us,
we ask people what their favorite thing or episode was about the Star Wars Report.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Johnson over at Middler Network said that he absolutely loved the radio station ID that we got Billy Boyd to do for Middle Earth Network Radio. It makes him laugh every time.
Oh, nice, nice.
We had Justin Hardwick wish us a happy 100th episode, and he says that he's listened to every one.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I got to take the opportunity, Bethany, and
Trisha Barnes.
Hi, I'm Billy Boyd, and I played Pippin in Lord of the Rings, and you're listening to the Star Wars Report on Middle-earth Network Radio.
Sorry, go ahead, continue.
Oh, I love that. The Billy Boyd interview was one that I was really proud of, that I loved doing that interview. And
we didn't really know how it was going to work. Ah, love that accent.
But Trisha Barr over at Fangirl Cantina tells us congrats all, and she says that coming on the Star Wars Report was one of her favorite moments of the Star Wars
Hey,
Report.
There you go.
She enjoyed that. I already told you what Steve Glasson said, but I'm trying to get the Facebook post to pull up.
Sure.
Not wanting to come.
Well, I feel like what you need is a little bit of, let's see if I can get you a little bit
Aaron Goins, our good friend, Aaron Goins.
Writer, host of Star Wars Bookworms podcast. Mm-hmm.
Says, congrats on reaching our 100th episode. As they record their 10th.
That's pretty cool, if you ask me.
And Duncan Smith says that, I'm only now going through your older shows, but the C6 coverage with you guys waiting in line with Steve Glasson was hilarious. Congrats on the 100.
And, I don't have the audio cue. 7, 8, 9, exactly.
Yeah. And Scott Hume says that, you know, It was the episode where Steve Glasson called the 789.
No,
and he said it didn't become his favorite moment until October 30th when the prediction came true.
Nice.
And Jimmy Tucker says that the experiment that we did with watching the Star Wars saga with Jamie, who had not ever seen Star Wars before, has been a really interesting part of the show for him.
Awesome.
And Dan Geister, I believe. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. He says, congratulations. I think your Celebration 6 shows were the best coverage of any podcast, highlighted by the interview with Anthony Daniels.
Really, really good.
Yes.
I wish I had a clip of that, but I don't.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we've got another email from Cass in Benton, Illinois. This is not mainly 100th episode related, but I do want to say he has a theory that I want to bring up. He's going to keep as few spoilers for episode 7 as possible, and I'm going to bring that. I think that would be a good email to bring up at another episode in the future, but I want to tease that. I think that's a great topic to talk about, what kind of spoilers to do. But I think, is there any other feedback you want to push back? Because I feel like that's a fantastic place to end the episode.
No, that's pretty much it, except that it's been a great journey.
Yes, it has. It's been remarkable. And man, I wouldn't trade any of the audio technical difficulties or some of the nightmares or the hardships and frustrations.
Very late nights.
The bad iTunes review. Anything like that.
Late nights spent putting blog posts and podcasts together at conventions.
Wouldn't trade it for the world. And man, we will go on for another 100. If it's within my power, we will do it. So remember, many Bothans die. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 100 of the Star Wars Report podcast is in the can. A milestone that will be long remembered. Thank you guys for tuning in to not this, not the past weeks, but the past 100 weeks in the case of Bruce and Morton and Ron. It's hard to... 100... They've listened to us for more than 100 hours. Think about that. That's insane. But it's awesome, too. Oh my goodness. Hey, head to StarWarsReport.com/about-us. If you don't know anything about us, or if you're listening to us for the first time, or you've been a long-time listener, but you want to find some highlights of the best episodes and how to contact us, and just everything about us, is at StarWarsReport.com/about-us. And that's a lot of the episodes we've talked about are actually highlighted in that. I kind of put a best of links to us right there, right in that StarWarsReport.com/about-us. And that has our Facebook page. That's Facebook.com/StarWarsReport. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Nearly 5,000. We'll be doing a big 5,000 follower giveaway. So follow us up on Twitter. That's Twitter.com/StarWarsReport. And a growing number of you are still joining our mailing list as we give you super secret bonus content and let you guys in on some of our plans, things like Dragon Con. We'll be delivering you guys bonus content right there. And that's, you can sign up for that mailing list at StarWarsReport.com/mailing list, and you'll get updates from Bethany and myself and Mark right in your email inbox. You'll be sure not to miss anything, because sometimes on Facebook and Twitter, it gets lost in the algorithms.
Yes.
And lost in the flood. So again, that's StarWarsReport.com/mailing list. Be sure to follow us up there. Also, a quick note, I want to really, really emphasize this. I want to do more video content. We'll be doing highlights from shows that we do, like funny moments, special stories. We'll be saving video versions of that, putting it up on our YouTube channel. And also, we'll be shooting some special videos at Dragon Con. And the best way to ensure that you get those and see those videos is to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's brand new. I actually have a video or two up there already. That's youtube.com/user/StarWarsReport. Thus brings episode 7 to a close. And I think there's absolutely no way that I could better end this episode without highlighting a very special audio clip. And really, to do this, I'm going to have to pause the end music, and I'm going to have to bring up another audio clip. Ladies and gentlemen, remember,
many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.
There it is. Thus ends this episode.
Mon Mothma herself.